Welcome to the conference center. Please enter your passcode followed by...
Please enter your PIN followed...
Your passcode has been confirmed. Please wait while you are joined to the conference.
Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Q4 FY22 earnings conference call of Rajshri Polypack Limited, hosted by Prabhudas Lilladher Private Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Ms. Shweta Shekhawat from Prabhudas Lilladher Private Limited. Thank you, and over to you, ma'am.
Thanks, Shwetaja. On behalf of Prabhudas Lilladher, I welcome you all to the fourth quarter FY22 earnings call of Rajshri Polypack Limited. We have with us the management represented by Mr. Ram Sarup Thar, the chairman and the managing director, Mr. Sunil Sharma, the CFO. I would now like to hand over the call to the management for opening remarks, after which we can open the floor for Q&A. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Shweta. Good afternoon, everyone. I welcome you all to earnings calls of Rajshri Polypack Limited for quarter 4 FY22. Joining me on call are Mr. Sunil Sharma, the CFO of the company. We have already uploaded the investor presentation and I hope that everyone got the opportunity to go through the same. For the financial year 21-22, the overall turnover of the company stood at Rs. 198.56 crore for the year as against 127.07 crore for financial year 2021, thereby showing a growth of 56.25% over previous year. At the same time, EBITDA of the company stood at 26.99 crore for the year as compared to 20.89 crore for the earlier year, an increase of 29.21% over previous year. Further, profit after tax of the company for the year was higher by 7.55% and stood at 9.55 crores as against 8.88 crore for earlier year. For quarter 4 22, the company has achieved turnover of Rs. 51.49 crore as against turnover of 46.18 crore for corresponding quarter of previous year, thereby achieving growth of 11.48%. However, the EBITDA of the company was down by 12.75% at 6.39 crore for quarter 4 22 as against 7.32 crore for corresponding period earlier year. EBITDA margin of the company for the quarter stood at 12.42% as against 15.86% for the corresponding period of the previous year. The financial year 21-22 was a tough year for plastic packaging industry on account of high inflationary pressure, soaring raw material prices, geopolitical situation. While the company started the year with average purchase of raw material at the price of Rs. 92 per kilo, the company ended the year with the average purchase cost of Rs. 123 per kilo of the raw material. That's almost an increase of 34% in the prices of the raw material. Such unprecedented increase not only creates margin pressure but also strains working capital resources as well. However, we can confidently say that the company with its strong industry and financial positioning has been able to combat such pressure and has reported reasonably good growth for the year. Further considering overall industry and demand scenario, we are reasonably confident that the company shall maintain the growth momentum in near future while working on improving its margins as well. We are glad to invite your kind attention to the fact that company has successfully completed consolidation and modernization of Unit 1 and Unit 3 at Umargaon, Gujarat, and all the requested machines have been procured or moved to the new unit. This project, apart from bringing in cost and production efficiency, has also resulted in additional capacity of 500 MT per annum of extrusion and 250 MT per annum of thermoforming. Company has invested rupees 13.5 crore approximately in the project, which was funded through a mix of term loan and internal accruals. Further, company has also added two new printing machines with total printing capacity of 12 crore cups per annum, one each during March 22 and May 22. At the same time, it will be great pleasure in announcing that company has taken the first step in entering sustainable packaging business by entering into joint venture by the name Olive EcoPack Private Limited with Gandhi Family of Oracle Group. Rajshri will be holding 50.10 of equity share capital of Olive EcoPack. Olive EcoPack will be manufacturing sustainable packaging products, more particularly for beverage and takeaway containers for food service industry and QSR. Olive EcoPack has already purchased 12.8 acres land at Umargaon, Gujarat for setting up plant and is currently in process of finalizing the construction plan. This project will have investment of rupees 105 crore including working capital and will be funded through mix of equity and debt. This project will have production capacity of 12,000 MT per annum approximately. Overall, Olive EcoPack expect to commence commercial production from 1st October 2023. Talking about developments on product side, company supplied the first order of tube laminates in the third quarter from the customer in cosmetic industry and has started receiving repeat orders. While the initial order size is small, company expects the cosmetic industry to be one of the significant customer base in next 2 to 3 years as company shall develop trust with multiple players in the industry. In case of food packaging, we have done successful trials with many food brands for our barrier packaging products, and I'm glad to announce that we have got a successful result and encouraging results with various customers, and we are getting repeat orders. Company has also developed and replace an import substitute of dairy creamer packaging for one of the largest dairy brand in India. Considering the overall customer feedback and market response, company expects barrier packaging to bring in another significant contribution to the growth of the business. Further, in order to cater the overall requirement of the customer and providing one-stop solution under one roof, we have also developed sealing and leading laminates for food packaging industry. Looking at the customer side, company has onboarded more than 65 customers primarily from food packaging industry in the last quarter. At the same time, we have appointed two distributors, one in Dubai and second in Northern India, which made a thrust on barrier packaging to increase the shelf life of the food. With this, the company has started receiving some orders of barrier packaging from Middle East markets also. With the potential of the product of our products that we have, the company shall expect to increase its export revenues in coming years by having more distribution channels. With this, I would like to invite your questions.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Ankit Agrawal from Yellowstone Equity. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hello. Thank you for taking my question. My first question is on the JV that we did with Olive, the Olive EcoPack. You mentioned you'll be doing some products around for beverages for the QSR industry. Are we also planning to do products for disposables, like disposable cutlery? Because I've seen in the marketplace a lot of such products, sustainable products made out of corn, etc., are coming up. So just wanted to get a sense if we are also going to do that.
Hello, Ankit. Yeah. So basically, Olive EcoPack will be focusing more on paper-based packaging with sustainable coatings, which will include cutleries and fridges and takeaway containers. Coming to products which are in plastic category, we actually already is doing some small manufacturing for PLA corn-based material. We are registered CPCB-approved manufacturer for making compostable products.
Right, right. Okay. I think I saw sugarcane-based products. I said corn-based, but I think bagasse-based products were also there.
Bagasse is another third category of material, which Olive may consider over a period of time. So at the moment, we are focusing more on paper. But going further, Olive may consider bagasse-based products also.
Okay, interesting. We've done joint venture with the Oracle Group, which already seems to be having business in the packaging similar to us. Just want to get a sense, like, what prompted us to partner with Oracle Group rather than doing it on our own. And apart from capital contribution, what other value add will the other promoter bring to the table?
See, basically, as you mentioned, they are already into food service industry from last 15, 18 years. So they have also a strong business network with 150-plus channel partners across major cities of India. And also they have good export channel in USA, UK, Australia, New Zealand, and other Middle East countries. So this helps us in a joint venture in a combination of strength by the two parties, and it de-risks the business investment. So it increases the strength and brings a lot of value to the joint venture.
Okay, understood. Another question is around the barrier packaging. Is it possible to give, like, what kind of revenues did Q4 in Q4 we received from barrier packaging, and what is your vision, like, how much of the revenues can come from barrier packaging going forward on a sustainable basis?
For the full year, we did approximately 5% of the revenue of the barrier is coming, barrier revenue is there for the full year. And going forward, since we have done only 9 months in this financial year, so we expect this to grow to 10 to 15% in coming year. And gradually, this we expect this to grow up to 20-25% of the overall revenue.
Understood. Interesting. And how does the EBITDA per ton differ from the regular products for barrier packaging? What is the differential?
For normal products, we are in the range of 29 to 30 rupees per kilo. For barrier packaging, this goes up to 45 to 48 rupees per kilo.
Okay, great. And similar question for tube laminates. How much of the revenue it represents currently, where can it go, and what are the how is the margin profile different from regular products?
As mentioned by me, like, for tube laminates, we just did some small supplies in Q3, and gradually we are increasing the customer base as the validation period is little higher. But the margin remains same as of the barrier packaging range. So we expect at least 3-5% revenue in this year coming from tube laminates, which can gradually grow. The potential is very big for tube laminates, as most of the companies have to move away from multi-layer materials to mono materials, materials which are recyclable. So it definitely gives a good opportunity to actually to get a substantial share in this segment once we have a proper validation of our materials.
Understood. Great. Thank you so much for answering all my questions, and best of luck.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Gurjot Aluwalia, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thanks for the opportunity.
Hi.
I just have a couple of questions. So one on the joint venture, the total investment that has been mentioned in the presentation is around 105 crores, including working capital. And I think you just mentioned this commercial production will start from next year, 1st October 2023. So what kind of revenue potential do we expect based on this investment, and what kind of EBITDA margins should this bring?
Yeah, so the full revenue potential is around 200 crores, the first phase of investment. What we are going to do is we can look at revenue of around 200 crores with EBITDA margin of around 15% is what we are looking at.
So this is almost like the similar guidance which you have given on a standard business, around 15% EBITDA margin.
Yeah.
Okay, great. And second question is around the fixed asset turnover. This is for FY22, 2.12. Based on our fixed assets. But a couple of years back, this was around 2.75 to 2.8x. So can we expect it to go back to those levels with our current capacity?
Yeah, with some small addition, definitely we look this to go beyond 2.5 maybe in this year.
Okay, and since there has also been some sort of upgrade in Unit 1, right? So will that also help increase that?
Yes, definitely. It will help us as mentioned that we have also increased our extrusion capacity a little bit, forming capacity and the printing capacity. Plus the consolidation will help, and the infrastructure available is such that we can add more machines if the demand is there in a short span of time, and we can increase our capacities.
Okay, thanks. And just one last question around the dividend policy. So is there any specific sort of thought process in terms of dividend payout that company wants to maintain, or is it just based on whatever investments or CapEx needs to be done, post that any dividends will be paid out?
I think so the board will take a decision on this. In the next board meeting, probably a decision will be taken on dividend.
Okay, now I'm asking because last 2 years, I think the company was paying dividend. I don't think it was announced this year. So that's what I'm trying to understand. Is there a policy for dividend, or you will create that policy going forward?
Ideally, we would prefer to continue with our legacy, but at the end of the day, it's the decision of the board. So probably the board will take a call on this, and in the next board meeting we have this agenda and we'll take a call on this.
Okay. Thanks. I'll come back in the queue if I have any questions.
Thank you.
Participants who wishes to ask a question may press star and one. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one now.
Apple call karat asleya Airtel number.
Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, you may press star and one. The next question is from the line of Gurjot Aluwalia, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Thanks again. So just wanted to check if you have or want to share any guidance for FY23 for revenue or EBITDA margins.
Yeah, for FY22-23 for Rajshri, we expect 20-25% growth with EBITDA margins around 15-16%, provided we don't have much further inflationary pressure on raw materials. I hope pandemic is behind us now, and we don't expect any much turbulence on this front. So this quarter also has been very good in terms of growth. So the demand from beverages, ice cream industry has been very strong and buoyant. So if this continues this way, we definitely see growth of 20-25%.
Okay, just on the EBITDA margin guidance, you said 15% for this financial year. But see, Q4 also EBITDA margin was around just 12.4%. So, yeah. I mean, given the raw material inflation and those kind of challenges, are you confident that for full year we will be able to maintain 15%?
Yeah, there are two things. In Q4, first of all, the raw material prices have increased almost 5 to 6 times. So the overall increment, we were not able to pass on to the customers because there is always some lag of a month or a quarter. So particularly, we could see Q4 was down in terms of EBITDA. But overall, we are in the range of 13.5 to 14%. And with improvements in the scale of the operation, we expect our expenses to go down by 100 basis points. And we are expecting that with proper raw material management, and even if our COGS remains at around 63%, mm-hmm. we could maintain a rate of 15%.
Okay. Thanks a lot for answering all the questions. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, you may press star and one. Reminder to the participants, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one. Participants who wishes to ask a question may press star and one. As there are no further questions from the participants, I now hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
Thank you, Shweta. Thank you, everyone, for asking your questions. I hope I have been able to answer to your satisfaction. Wishing you all the best and good health to everyone. Thank you for joining us today. Now I'll ask PL team to take over the call and conclude.
Thank you. On behalf of Prabhudas Lilladher Private Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.
Thank you.